Welcome to the recorded service for our Savior Lutheran Church for the fifth Sunday in Lent, the 29th of March, 2020. The bulletin should be on the downloaded files on the website. You are invited, if you desire, when we get to the hymns, to simply pause and go to the recordings, or you can join in speaking the hymn stanzas. In our prayers today, we are giving thanks with Liz and Leandro Urbaez at the birth of their son, Robert Daniel. We'll be praying for Agatha, Dexter's grandson, Christopher, Rosemary Jackson's friend, Sue, and Sue's brother-in-law, Walter, Kristen Hanlon's grandmother, Beverly, Ayla and Jim Eagle's friend, Barbara, our brother in Christ, Rick Silvestro, Matt Phelps's father, Randy, who is in hospice care, and his family, Catherine Smith's mother, Mary, whose cancer has spread. We'll pray for the family of Dan Dufel, a friend of our congregation, as they mourn. We'll also pray for families up at Christ Lutheran Church in Troy, the family of Elpo and Paula Saarinen, whose son Mark passed away, and for the family of George, who is an uncle of John Sylander. George passed away as well. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. If you, O Lord, should count our sins.
O Lord, who could stand?
But with you there is forgiveness.
That you may be feared.
Search me, O God, and know my heart.
Test me, and know my ways.
See where there is sin in me.
Lead me in the everlasting way.
O Lord Jesus, thou art the Lord that healeth me. By thy wounds I am healed. Thou art my Redeemer. Rescue me and draw me after thee. O Lord Jesus.
Thus says the Lord, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of bondage.
You shall have no other gods. You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. Honor your father and your mother. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or his manservant or maidservant, his ox or donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor.
All-powerful God, our Maker and our Redeemer, we poor sinners confess to you that we are sinful and unclean by nature, and also that we have sinned against you in our thoughts, our words, and our actions. And so we flee to find refuge in your limitless mercy, looking and pleading for your grace, for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Most merciful God, who gave your only begotten Son to die for us, have mercy on us, and for his sake forgive us all our sins, and by your Holy Spirit increase in us real knowledge of you and of your will, and real obedience to your word, so that by your grace we may come to everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, has had mercy upon us and has given his only Son to die for us, and for his sake forgives us all our sins. To those who believe on his name, he gives power to become the children of God and has promised them his Holy Spirit. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. Grant this, Lord, unto us all.
Amen. Precious in the sight of the Lord
is the death of his saints.
I love the Lord because he has heard
my voice and my pleas for mercy,
because he inclined his ear to me.
Therefore, I will call on him as long as I live.
The snares of death encompassed me. The pangs of Sheol laid hold of me.
I suffered distress and anguish.
Then I called on the name of the Lord.
O Lord, I pray, deliver my soul.
For you have delivered my soul from death,
my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Precious in the sight of the Lord
is the death of his saints.
Lord, have mercy on us. Christ, have mercy on us. Lord, have mercy on us.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us pray. Almighty God, by your great goodness, mercifully look upon your people, that we may be governed and preserved evermore in body and soul, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. The words of God from the Old Testament are written in the book of the prophet Ezekiel, the 37th chapter. The hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me out in the spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. And he led me around among them, and behold, there were very many on the surface of the valley, and behold, they were very dry. And he said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, you know. Then he said to me, prophesy over these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter you, and you shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will cause flesh to come upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live, and you shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a sound, and behold, a rattling, and bones came together, bone to bone. And I looked, and behold, there were sinews on them, and flesh had come upon them, and skin had covered them. But there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, O son of man, and say to the breath, thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me. And the breath came into them, and they lived, and stood on their feet, an exceedingly great army. Then he said to me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dried up, and our hope is lost. We are indeed cut off. Therefore, prophesy and say to them, thus says the Lord God, behold, I will open your graves and raise you from your graves, O my people. And I will bring you into the land of Israel, and you shall know that I am the Lord, when I open your graves and raise you from your graves, O my people. And I will put my spirit within you, and you shall live. And I will place you in your own land. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. I have spoken, and I will do it, declares the Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
O Israel, hope in the Lord. With the Lord there is steadfast love.
And with him is plentiful redemption.
Out of his depths
I cry to you, O Lord.
O Lord, hear my voice.
Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my pleas for mercy.
If you, O Lord, should mark iniquities.
O Lord, who could stand?
But with you there is forgiveness.
That you may be feared.
I wait for the Lord. My soul waits.
And in his word I hope.
My soul waits for the Lord more than watchmen for the morning.
More than watchmen for the morning.
O Israel, hope in the Lord. For with the Lord there is steadfast love.
And with him is plentiful redemption.
And he will redeem Israel
from all his iniquities.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end.
Amen. O Israel, hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is steadfast love.
And with him is plentiful redemption.
The words of God from the letters are written in St. Paul's letter to the Romans, the 8th chapter. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death. For God has done what the law, weakened by the flesh, could not do, by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh. And for sin, he condemned sin in the flesh, in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh. But those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit. For to set the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the Spirit is life and peace. For the mind that is set on the flesh is hostile to God, for it does not submit to God's laws. Indeed, it cannot. Those who are in the flesh cannot please God. You, however, are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If, in fact, the Spirit of God dwells in you. If anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, does not belong to him. But if Christ is in you, although the body is dead because of sin, the Spirit is life because of righteousness. If the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. O come, let us fix our eyes on Jesus,
the founder and perfecter of our faith,
who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame,
and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 11th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now a certain man was ill, Lazarus of Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. It was Mary who anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was ill. So the sisters sent to him, saying, Lord, he whom you love is ill. But when Jesus heard it, he said, This illness does not lead to death. It is for the glory of God, so that the Son of God may be glorified through it. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he heard that Lazarus was ill, he stayed 2 days longer in the place where he was. Then after this, he said to the disciples, "Let us go to Judea again." The disciples said to him, "Rabbi, the Jews were just now seeking to stone you, and are you going there again?" Jesus answered, "Are there not 12 hours in a day? If anyone walks in the day, he does not stumble, because he sees the light of the world, of this world. But if anyone walks in the night, he stumbles, because the light is not in him." After saying these things, he said to them, "Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I go to awaken him." The disciples said to him, "Lord, if he has fallen asleep, he will recover." Now Jesus had spoken of his death, but they thought that he meant taking rest in sleep. Then Jesus told them plainly, "Lazarus has died, and for your sake I am glad that I was not there, so that you may believe. But let us go to him." So Thomas, called the twin, said to his fellow disciples, "Let us also go, that we may die with him." Now when Jesus came, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb 4 days. Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles off, and many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to console them concerning their brother. So when Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him. But Mary remained seated in the house. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask from God, God will give you." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha said to him, "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is coming into the world." When she had said this, she went and called her sister Mary, saying in private, "The teacher is here and is calling for you." And when she heard it, she rose quickly and went to him. Now Jesus had not yet come into the village, but was still in the place where Martha had met him. When the Jews who were with her in the house, consoling her, saw Mary rise quickly and go out, they followed her, supposing that she was going to the tomb to weep there. Now when Mary came to where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet, saying to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who had come with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in his spirit and greatly troubled, and he said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Lord, come and see." Jesus wept. So the Jews said, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man also have kept this man from dying?" Then Jesus, deeply moved again, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone lay against it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the sister of the dead man, said to him, "Lord, by this time there will be an odor, for he has been dead 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I said this on account of the people standing around, that they may believe that you sent me." When he had said these things, he cried out with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out!" The man who had died came out, his hands and feet bound with linen strips, and his face wrapped with a cloth. Jesus said to him, "Unbind him and let him go." Many of the Jews, therefore, who had come with Mary and had seen what he did, believed in him. But some of them went to the Pharisees and told them what Jesus had done. So the chief priests and the Pharisees gathered the council and said, "What are we to do? For this man performs many signs. If we let him go on like this, everyone will believe in him, and the Romans will come and take away both our place and our nation." But one of them, Caiaphas, who was high priest that year, said to them, "You know nothing at all, nor do you understand that it is better for you that one man should die for the people not that the whole nation should perish. He did not say this of his own accord, but being high priest that year, he prophesied that Jesus would die for the nation, and not for the nation only, but also to gather into one the children of God who are scattered abroad. So from that day on, they made plans to put him to death. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to you, O Christ.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Hymn 430 from Lutheran Service Book, My Song is Love Unknown. My song is love unknown, my Savior's love to me, love to the loveless shown that they might lovely be. Oh, who am I that for my sake my Lord should take frail flesh and die?
He came from his blessed throne salvation to bestow, but men made strange and none the longed for Christ would know. But, oh, my friend indeed, who at my need his life did spend.
Sometimes they strew his way and his sweet praises sing, resounding all the day hosannas to their king. Then crucify is all their breath, and for his death they thirst and cry.
Why? What hath my Lord done? What makes this rage and spite? He made the lame to run and gave the blind their sight. Sweet injuries, yet they at these themselves displease and against him rise.
They rise and needs will have my dear Lord made away. A murderer they save, the prince of life they slay. Yet cheerful he to suffering goes, that he his foes from thence might free.
In life, no house, no home, my Lord on earth might have. In death, no friendly tomb, but what a stranger gave. What may I say? Heaven was his home, but mine the tomb wherein he lay.
Here might I stay and sing, no story so divine. Never was love, dear King, never was grief like thine. This is my friend, in whose sweet praise I all my days could gladly spend. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Our text from the Gospel of John, chapter 11, verses 21 to 27. Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask from God, God will give you. Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again. Martha said to him, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? She said to him, Yes, Lord. I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is coming into the world. In the midst of life, we are in death. These words keep ringing in my ears. In the midst of life, we are in death. From whom can we seek help? From you alone, O Lord, who by our sins are justly angered, holy God, holy and mighty, holy and merciful Savior, deliver us not into the bitterness of eternal death. Praying these words, I've led caskets from the hearse to the grave, with grieving family and friends trailing after. Lord, you know the secrets of our hearts. Shut not your ears to our prayers, but spare us, O Lord. Holy God, holy and mighty, holy and merciful Savior, deliver us not into the bitterness of eternal death. We pray for a blessed end. We pray to die in faith. O worthy and eternal Judge, do not let the pains of death turn us away from you at our last hour. Holy God, holy and mighty, holy and merciful Savior, deliver us not into the bitterness of eternal death. It's an old prayer. These words go back at least as far as a 14th century hymn. It was sung in a time when plagues were frequent and body counts were unfathomable. It was a prayer to God for aid and help in times of public need, in times like ours. In life, we are in death. That's what Mary and Martha felt when their brother Lazarus became sick, and when the sickness led to death, and when death took them to the grave. There they laid his body, and a stone was rolled across the entrance. This is how it goes among us. Life, then death. Life chased and hounded and surrounded and overshadowed by death, until the grave finally swallows our loved ones. But that's not how it is with Jesus. He sees through the grave. He sees beyond death. Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, he tells the disciples, but I go to awaken him. He means that Lazarus has died. And yet with Jesus, death is but a sleep. The soul of the Christian returns to God while the body sleeps in the grave, and after sleep comes the awakening, the rising, the new day in the endless world to come. Now Martha hears that Jesus is coming. She can't see what he sees. She doesn't know what he knows, but she knows what could have been. Lord, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now, I know that whatever you ask from God, God will give you. Maybe even a miracle, being the mighty man sent from God that you are. But still, she's honest. She blames him for not coming sooner, for not stopping it when he could have. Too little, too late. That's what it feels like. If only they had practiced more hand washing, more social distancing, quarantining, and isolation, her brother would not have died. But we know that's not true. By our efforts, we may be able to delay death. We may be able to postpone its time. But death will come. The wages of sin is death, in good economies and in bad ones. And it's unlikely that anyone alive on earth at this moment will still be alive in 120 years. How does Jesus respond to Martha's request? He says, "Your brother will rise again." And Martha believes it. "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day." She believes in the general resurrection, when the bodies of all who have died will be raised, and those who believe will receive eternal life. But that's not what she hoped for. That's not what she wanted in this moment. She wanted a special miracle, but it seems that she'll have to wait. Then Jesus utters these words, "I am the resurrection and the life." I don't need to ask God for this. "Martha, do you realize I am death's destruction? That's who I am standing right before you. I am death's worst nightmare. Listen to my promise. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die." The first half points to the general resurrection, but the second half points to a reality that no one has to wait for. Whoever lives and believes in me will never die. The life that Christ gives those who believe in him cannot be taken away by death. Lazarus, for whom she mourns, is already alive in Jesus. In the midst of death, Jesus is the resurrection and the life. He takes the power of resurrection and the promise of life, and he buries it in his own flesh. This Jesus, the one who is speaking to you right now, he is the resurrection and the life for you. And with Jesus, it's not life then death, but death then life. Do you believe this? Yes, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and in the resurrection of the body and the life everlasting. So they go to the grave. Stone cannot stop the resurrection and the life. Lazarus, come out. The voice of the Son of God calls him from the tomb. Grave clothes and linen wrappings cannot stop the resurrection and the life. Unbind him and let him go. Death loosens its grip. Its power is drawing to an end. It has met its match. An hour is coming, and is now here, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son also to have life in himself. And for this they seek to kill Jesus. As Caiaphas says, not knowing what he speaks, it is better for you that one man should die for the people, not that the whole nation should perish. And so Jesus will die. In the very midst of life, the cords of death surround him. He who is the resurrection and the life goes to meet the enemy face to face. He is wrapped in linen. He is laid in the tomb. The stone is rolled in front. But on the third day, I am the resurrection and the life, he says. He rose from the dead, having taken death captive, having made death now serve his purposes. And so now, when I stand at a graveside, over a casket, I lead us in committing our loved ones to the earth. We commit them to the earth in the sure and certain hope of the resurrection to eternal life through our Lord Jesus Christ, who will change our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body by the power that enables him to subdue all things to himself. In the midst of death, we are in Christ. The peace that passes all understanding, guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Hymn 422 from Lutheran Service Book. On my heart imprint your image, blessed Jesus, King of grace, that life's riches, cares, and pleasures never may your work erase. Let the clear inscription be, Jesus crucified for me is my life, my hope's foundation, and my glory and salvation. Let us pray. Almighty God, everlasting Father, when Israel despaired, you raised them up to hope by placing your Spirit upon them. Unite us with the communion of saints in Christ, even in times of separation. We are weary. Raise us up and grant us your Spirit, making us strong in faith, bold in witness, holy in life, and steadfast in hope. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O eternal Lord, your Son has given us the new birth of water and the Word, and planted faith in us, that we might be your own children. Bless your church. Give strength, wisdom, and energy to pastors and all servants of the church as they nurture us in your word. Raise up faithful fathers and those who will teach and pray in your name in every Christian household. By your word and promises, sustain those who are single, widowed, lonely, or homebound. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O God of power and might, you hold in your hand all the might of man. Give to us good government and faithful leaders who will heed your word and pursue righteousness and justice. Bless and defend us against all destruction, especially from this deadly pandemic, and help us to be patient and faithful citizens of this land. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O Father, life is from you. Thank you for the birth of Robert Daniel to Liz and Leandro. Protect him and his family that he might receive your promises in holy baptism and live all his days as your own child. Be with expectant mothers Kristen, Lizzie, Hannah, Cara, and the children they carry in their wombs. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O merciful Lord, your Son shed tears for Lazarus, whom he loved. Grant your compassion, patience, and endurance to all who suffer illness, who are troubled in mind, or whose time on earth is short. Spare us from death now, but give us courage and comfort far stronger by your power over death. Eternal God, give comfort to the grieving and peace to the dying, and give that same comfort and peace to us as we pass through the shadow and fear of death, that we would neither live nor grieve as people without hope, but trust in you at every hour. Hear all our prayers, especially on behalf of Agatha's grandson Christopher, Rosemary's friend Sue and her brother-in-law Walter, Kristen Hanlon's grandma Beverly, Ayla and Jim's friend Barbara, our brother Rick Silvestro, Matt Phelps's father Randy and his family, Catherine Smith's mother Mary Scharf and her family, and the families of Dan Dufel, Mark Saarinen, and George, the uncle of John Cylinder, as they mourn, and for all those we name in our hearts. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O gracious God, you daily and richly grant us all things we need for this body and life. Bless our labors and grant us wisdom to use the fruits of those labors wisely and well for the care of our families, for the poor and their needs, and for the support and work of your work in this congregation. Preserve us from fear and greed as we live and work alone. Provide for those who no longer have jobs, and direct us all in love toward our neighbors. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O blessed Lord, your word continues to go forth and bear good fruit. Bless the missionaries serving the church near and far, especially Michael and Nancy Jane Maurizio. Bless those churches with whom we partner in the worldwide work of the gospel, and bless the congregations now struggling to fulfill your bidding and do what you have called them to do in your name. We pray also for missionaries James and Lisa Tino and Ben Tino. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
These things and whatever else you know that we need for this life and for eternity, grant us for the sake of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Blessed Lord, you have caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning. Grant that we may so hear them, read, mark, learn, and take them to heart, that by the patient and comfort of your holy word, we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Our final hymn, hymn 420 from Lutheran Service Book, Christ, the Life of All the Living, stanzas 1 through 3 and 5 through 7. Christ, the life of all the living, Christ, the death of death our foe, who thyself for me once giving to the darkest depths of woe, through thy sufferings, death, and merit, I eternal life inherit. Thousand thanks shall be, dearest Jesus, unto thee.
Thou hast taken on thee bonds and stripes, a cruel wrong. Pain and scorn were heaped upon thee, O thou sinless Son of God. Thus didst thou my soul deliver from the bonds of sin forever. Thousand thanks shall be, dearest Jesus, unto thee.
Thou hast borne the smiting only that my wounds might all be whole. Thou hast suffered, sad and lonely, rest to give my weary soul. Yea, the curse of God enduring, blessing unto me securing. Thousand thanks shall be, dearest Jesus, unto thee.
Thou hast suffered men to bruise thee, that from pain might be free. Falsely did thy foes accuse thee, thence I gained security. Comfortless thy soul did languish, me to comfort in my anguish. Thousand thanks shall be, dearest Jesus, unto thee.
Thou hast suffered great affliction, and hast borne it patiently, even death by crucifixion, fully to atone for me. Thou didst choose to be tormented, that my doom should be prevented. Thousand thanks shall be, dearest Jesus, unto thee. Then for all that wrought my pardon, for thy sorrows deep and sore, for thine anguish in the garden, I will thank thee evermore. Thank thee for thy groaning, sighing, for thy bleeding and thy dying, for that last triumphant cry, and shall praise thee, Lord, on high.